everyone. Welcome to What I Listened To This Week. We're back for another episode after a summer hiatus. it's been a minute, but we're back. It's Melanie. Hi, and I'm here with Eric and Sergio.
What's up?
Hey.
We're excited to be back. We've been trying to get back for a while, but you know how summer is. So anyway, we're here. We're excited. We've got some great music to share with you. But before we do, I have an icebreaker for everyone. So hopefully this isn't too complicated. So we're sort of at the end of summer. Fall will be here in a couple of days. So I'd love to hear from you guys what good or interesting live music you saw this summer. It doesn't have to be anything like flashy. It doesn't have to be like a Red Rock show. Even if, and it doesn't even have to be good. If it was just interesting, something that you thought was kind of unique or cool, I'd love to hear about it.
You go first.
Sergio goes first.
I think it was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago in Greeley, Colorado, they had something called a block party, which is similar to how in Lama we have the Winter Walkabout. The Burrows were the main headliner, and they performed the new album, which was awesome. But the band before that, I forgot what it's called, but it was like this weird mixture of like scream, like kind of tame screamo with like pop and rap. And it was very interesting, but it was very enjoyable. I don't know why I enjoyed it, but I think in that.
I mean, it sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Like an interesting mix.
I found the artist online. I'll have to play a song for you guys at some point.
Yeah, you'll have to bring them at some point. Cool. All right. So I will go. So I definitely saw a lot of interesting live music this summer. So it's kind of a hard pick. But I think the most interesting or the most fun that I saw was in Paonia, Colorado. And we were at a venue called Big B's, which is it's a cidery, but it's like this big complex of land, and they've got orchards and cider, and you can go fruit picking and you can camp. But they also have live music most weekend nights, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And they have a free bus that goes into Paonia, and so we just sort of went on a whim. Got on the bus. It's like an old school bus, which is kind of cool. Took us into the orchard, and there was a group there called Handmade Moments. I didn't bring some of their music tonight, but I really wanted to, so I think I'll probably bring it to the next one or another recording that we're doing soon. But they were just so fascinating. Their style was really interesting. It was just two people, one person primarily on rhythm guitar, and the other individual played sort of various instruments. But one thing I found kind of fascinating is that they were often using a bass clarinet instead of a bass to play the bass lines, which is kind of cool. But they definitely played a few different kind of woodwind instruments throughout the set. But it was kind of funky. Their lyrics were really interesting and kind of topical and political, but also some of the songs were very fun and just kind of silly. But overall, it was good music. They were very talented musicians. So I think that's why I enjoyed it, is that it was entertaining, but it was also really good music. And the crowd, they knew their crowd, and they played the right crowd for sure. Everybody was just having a great time. So hopefully I'll be bringing some of the Handmade Moments music soon. But yeah. All right, Eric.
I saw almost no music this summer. It was just that summer, and I just didn't go out a lot. So the only band I can remember really seeing was Hazel Miller, and Hazel Miller is always good. I saw her at the museum.
Oh,
and
cool.
It was another night that it would have been outside if it hadn't rained torrentially, but it rained torrentially, and so it was inside again. And since I have my LPM pass and just get in,
yeah,
I went in, and it was great.
Nice.
She's always good. Her band is always very professional, very slick.
Yeah, they had some good music at the museum this summer. I think they had a lot of good shows, but they kept getting rained out.
Yeah.
Or not rained out, but moved inside because they were raining. So, Yeah, that's cool.
That's my story. I intend to see more music starting soon.
Yeah, I mean,
Pat Metheny's going to be here in the middle of October, so I definitely intend to go see him.
Yeah, I was going to go see him when he was here a couple of months ago. I forget when that was. Maybe May or June he was playing in Boulder, but I couldn't make the show.
Yeah, he's going to be at the Paramount in Denver.
Cool. I am hoping, knock on wood, I don't get sick or anything. I'm going to go see the, like, teenage high schooler in me is so excited because I'm going to go see Death Cab for Cutie in the Postal Service.
Wow. Nice.
Next week at Mission Ballroom. I'm going to get my skinny jeans, going to part my hair sideways, going to wear, like, lots of black eye makeup. So excited. Can't wait. So I hope, hopefully the, you know, the 15-year-old in me will be able to fulfill that dream next week. But alrighty, cool. Let's get into the music.
We do have new fans.
We do have new fans.
We have new fans.
That's great. I'm hoping to have some new fans maybe write us in with some music they want us to listen to. That would be great.
All right. So I think the first song is titled Fast Car by Black Pumas.
Yeah, so this is mine. Y'all probably know this song, but maybe not this version because it has been all over the radio recently. But I'll just leave it at that, and then we can chat about it after.
Ticket to anywhere, maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Yeah, just wanna be someone, get somewhere. Get a fast car. I've got a plan that'll get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. I managed to save this little bit of money, and we don't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. You wanna be someone and get somewhere, don't you? See, my old man's got a problem. He lives with the battle, it's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. I say his body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than what he could give. So somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, it's what I did. Get a fast car. Is it fast enough that we could fly away? We gotta make a decision to live tonight or live and die this way. Live and die this way, yeah. Remember we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. And the city lights lit up before us. And your arm building eyes looked around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. And I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. Ourselves still ain't got a job, and I work at the market as a checkout boy. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. Move around, it'll be shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. Wanna be someone, get somewhere with you. Remember we were driving, driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk, and the city lights lit up before, so your own building nights wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belong, and I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Job piece, all I build. You stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I know it's hope for better. Baby, the good you and me find it. Ain't got no plans, ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. Just wanna be someone and get somewhere, baby. So you got a fast car. Is it fast enough that we can fly away? You gotta make a decision to live tonight or live and die this way. You wanna be someone and get somewhere. Remember we were driving, driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk, and the city lights lit out before us, when your arm built nights whipped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged, and I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone, yeah.
All right. Yeah, so I wanted to bring that song because I was recently in Seattle and I was at a cocktail bar with my sister, and somebody had one of those like jukebox where you can put the money in and like the screen and you can pick the song, and somebody picked the original, the Tracy Chapman version of the song, and played it, and I started talking to my sister about the cover that's in the zeitgeist now, the country version of that song that's like on all the charts, and I was complaining about it and how I didn't like it and I was tired of hearing it because it was literally everywhere, and my sister was like, oh, have you heard the Black Pumas version of it, which came out in 2020, and I hadn't, and she was saying like, oh, you should give that a listen because that's a much better cover, so I did, and so that's why I brought it today. I mean, everybody has their own tastes and opinions, obviously, so some may disagree. I mean the original is still the best version. I do think this version is a little too slow in my opinion. It kind of drags on a little bit, but Eric Burton, who's the singer from Black Pumas, his voice is just I love it, so I like kind of hearing his rendition of it. It's very soulful, and I think gives the song the kind of weight that it deserves, but yeah, so that's why I brought it.
I loved it. I hadn't heard it before, and I agree with you that the current country version is, I don't hate it. It's okay. It was interesting like the first three times I heard it. After that, it just sort of worn. But this is, I love the guitar in this one and how rich it is, and sort of surprised that he could hit those notes.
Yeah, he's great. Great range, and yeah, I love the guitar. Adrian Quesada, I think that's the other half of Black Pumas. I think that's his name. So I think he's the one doing the kind of like sort of noodly bits, and then Eric is doing kind of the main lick and the rhythm guitar.
Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's a little bit more of a refreshing version, I think, than what everybody's hearing right now. But what are your thoughts, Sergio?
I thought it was okay. I had heard, I actually like a song of Black Pumas, what's it called? The Colors, which I think, that album came out in 2019. And I love that album. I don't know if this suits him. I feel like I didn't get the soulful, his soulful voice. And I felt it did drag on. I was kind of okay, I got the point. Just wrap it up, I know you're driving in a fast car.
Right, but are you? Yeah.
But that said, it was still a very nice song.
Yeah, I do agree. It does seem a little, not different, but it feels like a little bit of a departure from maybe what I'm used to when I listen to them. I mean, not totally foreign Black Pumas, but it does feel a little different, kind of toned down, maybe, I guess is the best way to describe it. So I just wanted to throw out another option when you're thinking about listening to a cover of Fast Car. Try something new. All right. Cool.
Sweet. Thanks, Melanie.
Yeah, no problem.
Up next, I hope I don't butcher the name of this song. It's called Bochinches by Ruben Blades.
My favorite Renaissance man. Been listening to a lot of his music lately. He's been on tour doing a big band swing and salsa act, and it's been really great. But I was listening to some of his older stuff because he's done so much in his career, and discovered this World Music album that he did in 2003 that he won a Grammy for. And I like this song, so listen to it, and you'll see, hopefully, what I see in it.
All right, so this is Bochinches by Ruben Blades.
So the entire album is a bunch of sort of world music songs, and world music is like all that stuff you listen to and you like, don't know what to put, what category to put it in. But I like this one because it's got kind of bass, salsa, flamenco, Middle Eastern music, some jazz, and I think it'd be fun to dance to. And it's probably one of my favorite guys, so it combines everything for me.
Yeah, it was such an interesting like mashup of different genres. Yeah, the kind of the Latin over here and Middle Eastern music over here. And then, yeah, when the soprano, I'm assuming soprano sax comes in, sounds very, very jazz, very like almost smooth jazz. It kind of comes in, which is cool. But there's also an interesting kind of matchup of like synth kind of instruments, it sounds like, maybe, and acoustic instruments, which is kind of cool. Yeah, I just love it. Was definitely something to dance to. I just found it so interesting that you can take those different styles and genres and get them to mesh so well together. His voice was not my favorite, and I don't know him, so I can't say if... Eric, does this sound pretty typical for him?
No, it was very affected.
Okay, got it. That makes sense.
I think he was trying to make an impression that he was some singer in some little Middle Eastern bar.
Yeah, that was kind of the vibe I was getting, is that he was trying to go for that effect, but maybe it didn't... It wasn't like how he naturally sang?
No.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. I'll have to listen to more because I'm kind of curious what he sounds like without that effect. But it almost sounded... I mean, it sounded kind of artificial at times, but it almost sounded strained, like he was singing out of his range.
I think going for that effect sort of made it sound kind of scratchy.
Almost. Yeah, like it was almost like... painful to listen to because I was like, oh buddy, I hope this isn't hurting you too much. But that's interesting. Okay, cool. Yeah, really. I mean, I definitely want to hear more. I like your description of world music too. That's great. Yeah. I definitely want to listen to more. That's cool.
Yeah. I think after listening to a bunch of salsa throughout the last couple of weeks, this was just like a very refreshing different take, and as you guys said, like a blend of different genres and instruments, and I really enjoyed it. I thought his voice, well, I've heard that type of singing before. Is that flamenco singing?
I've been listening to a lot of sort of what is called now flamenco chill.
Okay.
And some, or the nuevo flamenco, like Os de Brujo was doing. Hmm. In the 2000s, but this seemed to me to be more Middle Eastern kind of singing.
I've heard that like that type of singing before, and I'm trying to remember the name of the artist, and I just blanked out on it. But I felt like this would be good in like, it's like kind of smoky and like sexy, and like there should be like a salsa speakeasy vibe, and I feel like this would be like perfect for that.
Yeah, it's fast. I mean, you'd have to be good to be able to dance.
I would love
to
see somebody dance to this and see what they do with it. Because, yeah, it's not like your straightforward kind of salsa, right? I would love to kind of watch a pro interpret this.
You'd have to be really good to be able to do salsa to this. But you could, because the beat is there.
Yeah, it's there. Yeah. Mm. But I feel like if you're not well-trained or... well, like, experienced, you could lose it pretty easily.
It reminds me of a friend of mine who lives in Denver. He used to come up here and dance a lot. And he would get really excited, and people would start falling on the floor.
Wow.
Because he would just get so exuberant that he would start doing things that he thought he could do that he really didn't know how to do.
That's funny.
Love it. Cool.
Cool. Thanks, Eric. Yeah. All right. The last song of the evening is, let me see if I can find it again. It's Hey There, Delilah by EZ Band. And that's all I'll say.
Okay.
So yeah, that was "Hey There, Delilah" by EZ Band. This is a relatively brand new band. They just came out with an album called "Make It Norteño," because they take covers and play it in a Norteño style, which is, you know, kind of like what people envision mariachi bands to be and stuff like that. Most of that album is kind of decent, but I enjoy this song, particularly because it was one of the only ones that they do both in Spanish and English. And I feel like code switching, which is when you kind of go between languages, is pretty hard to do in a song. And I feel like they did a really great job just keeping the overall tone, like the right words, and still make it sound good. And yeah, that was it.
I really liked the accordion. I thought, when I first heard it, I thought, oh, this is kind of weird. And I thought it was kind of funny. But after I listened to it for a while, I was like, man, these guys are jamming. They know what they're doing. So it was a different rendition, but it was kind of cool.
Yeah. When you said, "Hey there, Delilah," before you said the band name, I almost jumped across the table and throttled you because I was like, nobody ever needs to hear that original song ever again. That's my hot take of the day. Uh-oh. God, I can't. I don't know what it is about the, I don't know. There must be some trauma. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I love the accordion. I also really liked the code switching, and it was very impressive that they could keep it within like the confines of like the melody and the rhythm and the feel of the song, but still giving obviously their own kind of take on it. Kind of interesting too, because we listened to a cover earlier in the show that I feel like is like pretty close to the original. There's a little bit of interpretation. This is obviously like a little bit more of a shift in terms of interpretation, but still very true to the original. Just really interesting. I'd love to kind of hear what their other covers are, because I think this was just such a cool original take on it. I mean, when would you think to hear "Hey There, Delilah" in this style? Like, nobody would have guessed, right?
Not knowing like a lot of Norteño, although I noticed that the music that my neighbors play at like 6 o'clock on Sunday morning,
yep.
in their cars outside, they're drinking beer. But it sounded like you could do a cumbia to mm-hmm. it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I've like recently started listening more to more Norteño music, and then that's how I found this. There's another like subgenre of like rock Daniel, so it's more like rockish. Mm-hmm. I also actually was gonna maybe show that song on this podcast, but they also came out recently with another song, which is "Welcome to the Black Parade."
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. And they do that in English and Spanish too, this manner. And I was like, wow. Anyway, if you like this, you might wanna check
it out. It's called the Easy Band.
Just E and the letter E and then the Z and then band.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was my question, as I was going to ask if there are other like notable covers that you would recommend checking out. But yeah, that sounds good. "Welcome to the Black Parade." That sounds amazing. I definitely want to listen to that. Cool.
And one up for code switching. Very good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it seems like everyone. Yeah, two covers, a lot of genre blending.
Yeah.
Today. Yeah. Very cool. Nice.
Cool.
Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. Thanks Sergio and Eric for bringing some great music.
Thank you, Melanie, for bringing great music.
Yeah, no problem. And thanks to the new fans for tuning in. If you have songs that you'd like us to listen to, or if you have a take on something that we listen to that you want to share, you can put it in the comments below the video. Yeah, let us know what you think and what you'd like us to listen to. See you next time.
Bye. See ya.